Hello, this is Kevin O'Donovan, and I am the website coordinator for San Juan Regional Medical Center and work in the marketing and communications department. In this Compass podcast, I like to share information regarding our community outreach via local radio. In this day and age, it can be easy to simply stream radio, whether it's via music apps or audiobooks or satellite radio that's installed in most cars. However, local AM and FM radio is still very much alive and relevant. Radio has the ability to reach across borders and can become a valuable source of information where reliable news is scarce. Simply put, you just can't beat local radio when it comes to news and information in our community. You know, analog radio has been a passion of mine since I was a kid. I remember staying up late listening to distant AM stations fade in and out, as well as scanning the shortwave bands, tuning into exotic stations on the other side of the world. Eventually, that passion led me to hosting my own weekly shortwave radio tip show for a South Korean station. Now that passion led me to operating my own station as a licensed ham radio operator. My love for radio continues to grow. Here at San Juan Regional Medical Center, we are proud to support local radio by having our various caregivers communicate important health information. Some of you might remember seeing Scott Micklin on TV delivering the news or at local events. Did you know he currently hosts a morning show on KSJE? KSJE is based out of San Juan College and airs on 90.9 FM. Every second Wednesday of every month at 8:10 a.m., we have some of our own caregivers discuss health topics. Topics can range from seasonal illnesses, hospital updates, and new technology offered here. For example, in December, Dr. Greenberg talked about COVID, flu, and RSV. A couple months ago, Starla Barrella and Laura Wibner introduced to the community the new Da Vinci surgical system that will greatly benefit the community. Deb Alvin and Troy Furman discussed the new technology offered in the Cancer Center. If you missed a live broadcast, don't worry. You can listen to past episodes on the KSJE Facebook page, and we share it on the hospital's Facebook page as well, so make sure to follow us. Some of you may remember Marlene Bettoni, who recently retired. She continues to volunteer her time each month in recording health tips in the Navajo language on KNDN, which broadcasts on 960 AM and 100.1 FM. I've had the honor of recording her messages over the past few years, and it amazes me how easily she translates the message right on the spot. We also share health information on KSUT. This station can be heard on a variety of frequencies, such as 88.1 in Farmington, 90.1 and 89.3 FM in the Durango-La Plata region, as well as 106.3 FM in the Cortez area. So as you can see, we continue to serve our community by providing important health news and information while supporting local radio. We hope you tune into local radio. There are so many great things to discover. Well, this has been Kevin with this week's Compass Podcast. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.